Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we will conclude our exposition of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. It has been necessary and instructive that we invite Hebrews 11 to inform our study of Genesis 4. Genesis 4, verses 3 through 5 presents us with Cain and Abel making offerings to God. And God clearly accepted Abel, and God clearly rejected Cain. We wanted to know why, and we found our answer within the Bible at Hebrews 11. So let me read Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which Abel obtained the testimony that Abel was righteous. God, testifying about his gifts and through faith, though Abel is dead, Abel still speaks. We've covered a lot of this verse already, leaving me with just three things to point out. The first thing I want you to see is that God testified about Abel. Twice the word testimony is used. Abel obtained the testimony, and God testifying. The Spirit of God is letting us in on God's testimony about Abel. And I said more about that yesterday. The second thing I want you to see is that God testified that by faith Abel was righteous. The content of God's testimony is that Abel is righteous. And we define the word righteous. The Greek word for righteous is dikaios. Dikaios. It means approved by God or just in the eyes of God. To be righteous is to be approved by God. To be righteous is to be just in the eyes of God. How is it that Abel is righteous? What makes it so that God approves of Abel, so God sees Abel as being just? It is Abel's faith in God. Back in the book of Romans, there's a key verse. This verse has bearing on how anyone becomes righteous in the opinion of God. I'm reading Romans chapter 4 and verse 5. Romans 4 verse 5 says, "But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness." Notice, his faith is credited as righteousness. It was not Abel's work that he did that made him righteous. Instead, it is his faith in God that made him righteous, because Abel believed in God who justifies him. That is, Abel had believing faith in God, and that faith was then credited to Abel as righteousness. Also notice in Romans 4, verse 5, that God is the one who justifies. Him who justifies the ungodly is God. Only God can assess Abel. Only God can assess anyone and determine if the person is righteous or unrighteous. And that is because our righteousness comes from God. When God finds faith in Abel, God justifies Abel. God makes Abel a righteous man. God has to declare us righteous. God has to justify the ungodly. And God does this by giving us the righteousness of his perfect Son, Jesus. Righteousness is conformity to God's standard, and that is perfection. Only Jesus lived the perfect life. And so when we trust in Christ by our faith, then God imputes or God credits Christ's righteousness to those of us who have faith in Jesus. So faith is credited as righteousness. Abel is righteous because Abel had faith in God. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says that Abel was righteous. Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 35. The blood of righteous Abel. The Lord is speaking, and he talks about righteous Abel. Matthew 23:35. Indeed, Abel was righteous, and Abel's faith was credited as righteousness. Now, someone will be following the logic of Scripture and will ask a good question. They will ask, if God makes a person righteous because that person has faith in him, if God gives the person of faith the righteousness of his perfect Son, Jesus Christ, and that person then possesses the righteousness of Christ, such that he or she has been declared righteous, how could that be true of Abel, since Abel lived thousands of years before Christ lived his perfect life on earth and died for the sins of the ungodly? Wouldn't Abel's faith have to be in Christ for Christ's righteousness to be applied to Abel? Now, that is a great question. And taking into account our time, let me answer the question this way. According to the Bible, every person who God has ever considered righteous was made righteous by faith. So all of the Old Testament saints that you and I read about, including this man Abel right here in Genesis 4, all of them God made righteous because of their faith in God. A significant verse to memorize in this regard is in the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "The righteous will live by faith." Habakkuk 2 verse 4, "The righteous will live by faith." That has always been true. From the beginning of humanity to the end of humanity, the righteous will live by faith. Faith in who? Faith in God. And God is three persons in one. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. So when the Old Testament saints placed their faith in God, they looked forward to the death of Christ on the cross to take away their sins. Just as today, you and I look backward to the death of Christ on the cross to take away our sins. We are able to say today that we, as Christians, have faith in Jesus Christ. Abel was not yet able to say that he had faith in Jesus Christ because Abel did not know about Jesus. However, from God's perspective, Jesus' death atoned for Abel's sins as much as Christ's death atoned for your sins and my sins. Abel is putting his full faith in Christ. Even though Christ does not live his earthly life and pay the penalty for Abel's sins until much later on the timeline of human history. Of all the men and women who will one day be together worshiping God in heaven, some looked forward to Christ, some looked directly to Christ because they were his disciples when Christ was here, and some, such as us, look backwards to Christ. The point is this: every single person who God declares as righteous, all of us are righteous because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's righteousness is our righteousness. No one can be righteous apart from faith in Christ. As Hebrews 11 also says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. As I so often do on God Is, let me quote 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. I mention this verse regularly because this captures how we are made righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Well, let's finish with this third thing I want you to see in Hebrews 11, verse 4. It is this: even though Abel is long dead, still he speaks to us today. Hebrews 11, 4 continues, through faith, though Abel is dead, Abel still speaks. How true this is. Just look at all the time we have spent talking about Abel. Though dead, he speaks. And what is his message to us? Abel is preaching the message of the gospel. The worship that God finds pleasing and acceptable is the worship that comes by our faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Men and women come to God by faith. We do not come to God by our own merit, by our good works, by fulfilling some religious rituals in a church or synagogue or temple or mosque somewhere, or by our charming personalities. What God is looking for in us is faith. Abel is quite the preacher. Because of his faith, though Abel is dead, Abel still speaks. And I hope that you have benefited from listening to what he has said to us through the pages of Scripture. His life provides a massive contrast with that of his older brother, Cain. And it was Cain who killed Abel. And so next time, we will go back and focus on Cain, seeing how he did not live by faith in God. In Hebrews 11, verse 4, we have learned, first, God testified about Abel. Second, God testified that by faith Abel was righteous. And third, even though Abel is long dead, he still speaks. Join me tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.